It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here for you live every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern. But you need to get a daily fix. The fix that we provide is, well, what the deep state does not want you to know about. We put you months, years ahead of the curve. Now, how can you get your daily fix? Easy. One-stop shopping. DaveJanda.com. There's a tremendous amount of free content, but there's also our subscription platform, 30 cents a day for priceless information where we go into depth I cannot go into on this radio show. Why? Because it's called the FCC would come in and shut it down. Wham Talk 1600. We don't want that. I can go so far on the radio. I can go a little bit on YouTube and a little bit on Rumble. And don't buy into this thing that Rumble is it's wide open and it's the front. Nope. There's suppression there as well, folks. And this is why DaveJanda.com exists. Extra shows, our WTF geopolitical show, our Insider Insert show, our Department of Advanced Research show with Nick Ruiz, our archives to all of our shows, all present for 30 cents a day. We hope you become part of our freedom family. My next guest is a fan favorite on Operation Freedom. She has been for many years. Why? Because, she tells you what you need to know. And it puts you way ahead of that globalist curve that they constructed that ends in a brick wall that leads to your dissolution of what remaining freedoms you currently have. Robin McCutcheon gets you off of that curve headed into that brick wall and has an open and clear path to freedom. Let me give you a little background of those not familiar with Dr. Robin McCutcheon. She teaches economics at the Lewis College of Business at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. In addition to teaching her principles of economics course using the principles of free market systems, her comparative economics systems course, lovingly dubbed the Atlas Shrugged class, is well loved and attended by her patriots in training, which are her students. That same course that's loved by the students that focus on freedom is denigrated by her globalist liberal colleagues as being propaganda. What does she use to teach this class? Well, Robin uses work by Ayn Rand, Ludwig von Mises, just to name a few, to explain in English, plain English, and how our country's founding principles led to free markets and are the best path to liberty, freedom, and prosperity for everyone. Over 90% of her students exit her course as avid and staunch libertarian or fiscal conservatives. Robin obtained her PhD in economics from the great Wayne State University. Her website, link, lync-sync, SYNC.com. It has tremendous freedom-based content on that platform. I suggest after today's show, you go there ASAP. It's my honor to welcome back our friend to Operation Freedom, Dr. Robin McCutcheon. Robin, welcome back to the Operation Freedom show and platform.
Hi, Dave. Thank you so much for that great introduction, and thank you for sharing your audience with me again.
And thank you for doing all you do and how you do it. So let's start with Elon Musk and Twitter. The globalists and their sheeple are having a meltdown that Elon Musk had the audacity to buy Twitter and take it private. Your take, Robin?
I couldn't laugh any harder on that one. I honestly never thought Elon Musk was much of a conservative. I suspect, though, that he is going to do what he says he's going to do, and he's going to reinstitute freedom of speech on Twitter. And I shall be very happy to watch the Twitter post go by, and I will laugh in my turn at all of the lefty meltdowns.
He absolutely knows how to troll the syndicate like no other. He is a disruptor. He is a chaos generator as it relates to the syndicate. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And the fact that the left and the mainstream media are having such heart palpitations and clutching their pearls over this, it tells me that this was the exact right thing for Mr. Musk to do, and I'm very happy that he did it. I think it goes a long way towards opening that market square of free speech so that debate and discussion can take place and not be suppressed. And I find it very interesting that within just a few days after him making the offer to buy the entire company, that the Biden administration came out with their, they had a really funny name for it, but I called it the Ministry of Truth, which again made me laugh because I thought, surely some people in the country will look at this and remember back to page 3 in 1984 when we discover the hero of the book, Winston, works for the Ministry of Truth, wherein they memory hole anything they don't like, they rewrite history, they're, you know, it's a Machiavellian place, and there's a reason that we call some of these things Orwellian. So I think that these times are very interesting that we're living in, Dave, and I'm happy to see that people are beginning to wake up to the destruction that an overbearing totalitarian government like the one that we have in Washington, D.C., they can just wreak havoc on all of our lives. So I hope that people contact their senators and representatives in mass and tell them that they don't want this and that they should shut it down. The Ministry of Truth, not Twitter.
You know, Robin, I went back a couple years and I found a little clip. This was Mika Brzezinski, whose father, Ziggy Brzezinski, who was the national security advisor, I believe, for Jimmy Carter, and also one of the founders, along with David Rockefeller, of the Globalist Trilateral Commission. Mika didn't fall far from her father's tree of nuts, if you will. She was having a discussion with her squeeze, Joe Scarborough, on air about Elon Musk and his audacity of speaking against the syndicate. And I want to play this clip because this is from several years ago, and I think Mika and the Klan, they don't think that this clip will see the light of day, but guess what? Here it comes. I want your take on this. Derek, hit it.
You own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election. Elon Musk says this is all to help people because he is just a free speech, philosophically clear, open-minded helper.
That was an analyst they had on. Your take.
The irony is thick, isn't it? And how clueless of them. I mean, they're blind to the things that Twitter did in the 2020 election, doing exactly what they're claiming Elon could do for the 2022 election. So hardly surprising that the communists and the mainstream media are going to cry and gnash their teeth that, oh, no, they've lost control of Twitter. Well, of course they're going to be upset. That was their Ministry of Truth, and now it's gone. And like I said, this is a good thing. I'm really glad that Twitter will be free to have this open place where people can talk. And I found it really amazing. Within 24 to 48 hours, many, many, many people on the left were losing followers, and many, many, many people who are conservative speakers were gaining followers. And I think that there may be a little bit of fiddly sticks going on there with some of Twitter's algorithms putting bots in that are now going to be swept away. So I'm thinking that there aren't quite as many users on Twitter as Twitter claimed before Elon Musk made his purchase offer. And I think it's good, Dave. And the more that the left cries out and points their fingers, and you know, it's to me that tells me it was a really good thing. And I'm happy to see that Mr. Musk has bought Twitter, or at least will have it purchased by October.
Well, I do believe their real fear is that he's, now that he owns, it's his red wagon, that he's going to unload some of the potential confidential emails that were sent, if you will, from the Fauci's of the world, from the big pharmaceutical companies of the world, from big politicians of the world, to Twitter about, if you will, suppressing others' free speech and or pushing propaganda. I think this is what they're absolutely petrified about, because as you mentioned, Robin, from 1984, George Orwell's 1984, their Ministry of Truth, they're afraid their Ministry of Truth is going to be, if you will, exposed to the light of day.
And that's the best thing possible, isn't it? I would love to know what some of those private digital messages were amongst the DNC and between Hillary and people and between politicians. And I think that the bright light of day is a great way of sanitizing a lot of things. It's a great antiseptic. And so, you know, I hope that the left is petrified. I hope that they're living every day in fear and panic, and I hope they're losing sleep at night. And I know that sounds really bad of me, but you know what? The communists in this country have stopped at nothing to try and bring our country down. I mean, just look at what the Biden administration has done over the last 15 months. Ugh. I can't think of anything else that they could have done to destroy our economy more efficiently. The things that they're doing are not accidents. The fact that we lost GDP. We didn't slow down. We lost GDP in the first quarter of this year. So I hope that the left is absolutely petrified about what's going on at Twitter. And I hope that Mr. Musk does not stop at buying Twitter. I hope that he thinks about buying other places like, I don't know, CNN, Facebook, maybe all the rest of the mainstream media, and give the lefties something really to cry about.
Well, I think they're worried that people that Elon Musk hangs with, as I understand from some sources in Silicon Valley, one Peter Thiel, one of the founders of PayPal, they're worried that Peter Thiel is going to be, let's say, inspired by his buddy Elon, and maybe purchase some other avenue within the world that the globalists have tied up, thereby suppressing and creating their Ministry of Truth. I think they're worried people like Larry Ellison from Oracle and people like, as I mentioned, Peter Thiel, are going to step up and say, you know what, Elon's got a point. Let's also bring on some chaos to the syndicate. We'll see, Robin.
I just think that's fabulous. I think that the more our billionaires figure out that the way that they got their billions is maybe capitalism works, and I think that if people out of Silicon Valley continue to walk into the bright light of freedom and free speech and supporting the First Amendment, I don't know. I mean, gosh, this might even expand into the universities. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, honestly, the thing that we need right now is that fresh breath of air of free speech everywhere. Where people might not like what you're saying, but there's nobody there to shut you down. And this whole idea of censorship, I mean, this is the last stop that totalitarian regimes have before they get to the force stage, before they start forcing people. Because, I mean, honestly, look at what Mao Zedong did. Look what Joseph Stalin did. Look what Adolf Hitler did. They all had a ministry of truth. And then when people wouldn't shut up, then they brought out the guns and said, okay, so we're really the biggest gang on the street, and we're going to force you to shut up. And I think, I hope that it doesn't come to that, but I think it would be a clear indication of where the country has fallen to if it does. So all of this tells me, of all of the screaming and gnashing of teeth out on the side of the communists and the left in our particular country, and the more they scream and cry, the more it tells me this is a good thing, because they're losing control. And they thought they had control over Silicon Valley. Maybe they really don't. Maybe they really don't have control over hiding the election fraud and the voter fraud that happened during the 2020 election. I mean, look at Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2000 Mules, is coming out tomorrow, I think. Everyone mm-hmm. should go watch that. They'll be horrified. I remember sitting for hours and hours in November and December of 2020 watching Rudy Giuliani and his team go from state to state to state, visiting Senate chambers, and having people who signed affidavits swearing they saw and observed voter fraud and election fraud happening in the six swing states. So all of this information needs to come out. It needs to grab the everyday common American by the throat and give them a good shake and say, wake up. It's time to wake up. It's time to look around you and see what's happening to our country. These communists will stop at nothing to destroy us, and we can't let them do it. We have to start fighting back.
You know, Robin, it's very interesting. We're speaking with Dr. Robin McCutcheon from Marshall University. She's she teaches economics at the Lewis College of Business at Marshall University. You know, Robin, I'll tell you what's waking people up. I go to the grocery store on a regular basis. I pump our own gas on a regular basis. And with Dave Janda and his big mouth, when I'm at the gas pump, when I'm at checkout in the grocery store, when I'm wandering down the aisles trying to find something that whatever it is I have trouble finding at the grocery store, I talk to people and I say, you know, these prices are, look at this box of cereal. Look, it's a smaller box. Look. Yeah. And I'll say, well, does this bother you? Yeah, it bothers you. I haven't met anybody in the past 5 months who haven't said, when I said, is this bother? Yeah, it bothers me pumping gas. Hey, look at this, $4.09 for gas. Yeah, okay. So does this bother? Yeah, everybody unanimous. Yeah, right. Yeah, it bothers me. And okay, and remember, I'm out here in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. This ain't exactly red state America. Okay, and then I say, so who do you think is responsible for this? Well, why is this? And I'll tell you. I would say 1 out of 10 people will leave Biden out of their answer, okay? Or every single one, and it's really actually been refreshing to me. People are like, it's Biden, but he's just a puppet of the syndicate that put him there, and it's, you know, that's why our gas prices are, that's why the food price. You know, Robin, people, just as the globalists thought they had Twitter tied up and they thought they had free speech all tied down and they thought that they had Silicon Valley all on their side, I don't think they realize how awakened the public has become. And I think they become awakened because of the huge inflation in our country and around the world.
Oh, I can't imagine a better way of waking an entire population up than to install a puppet as president and then wreak havoc on the economy, and for those idiots in Washington to think that the American people are not going to wake up and realize it. They must have thought that we were all comatose. Joke's on them. No, we're all awake. And the fact that you're getting 90% of people pointing their fingers at Washington, D.C. tells me that there are more awake people out there than we really realize. And that's good, right? That's what we want. Because the more people wake up, the more action they will take. I mean, look at what we've seen happen since 2020 and 2021 with CRT and parents taking over school boards and parents going in and taking over city councils and parents going in and volunteering to be observers or election officials at the polls. I mean, honestly, I'm expecting a really blood red bloodbath in November. I hope the Democrat Party is destroyed by this. I really do. And I hope that people accuse the Democrats of all of this and a goodly number of Rhino Republicans. Let's not leave them out of the deal. It's the uniparty in Washington, after all, and you've been pointing this out for years. So I think it's about time that we took our country back. It doesn't belong to the Democrats. It doesn't belong to the communists. If they want to stay here and you know, live their lives and stop bothering us, that's fine. But I think it's time for red-blooded Americans to take our country back. And I think that there was no better opportunity for all of this awareness to be striking people than to have that idiot puppet sitting as president. Boy,
I
is
do
that
agree.
Too strong
actually,
a language?
No, I think you're actually being kind. But here's the deal. I agree with you. I agree with you. He and her and their administration, like with this Ministry of Truth thing that they came out with the other day, and you know, you name it, there isn't a day that goes by that there's some other disaster that's willfully not incompetence is willfully thrust on the American public. You know, it has opened people's eyes like no other. Now, Robin, with your background in economics in our last 3 minutes here, tell us where you think the world economy is going, because if we look at the bond market, there's been some inversion in the 5 and 30 year. We've seen the stock market broke a significant level in the S&P 500 when it got hammered Friday. Give us your take on where you see this economy going, because the syndicate wants to institute this great reset. Your take.
Okay. If I say that the world economy is going to hell in a handbasket, will Derek beep me?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's going to hell in a handbasket. So what I see coming up is prices going higher. The gas prices are going to go higher. Now, there's nothing that we can do about that, but it also means that food prices are going higher. So all of your listeners should go over to Numana and purchase some buckets of storable food if they use the discount code JANDA, J-A-N-D-A. Dan Brigman will give them a discount when they purchase. People should also go over to Camino, one of your sponsors, Camino Coin, and make sure they get some silver. Put some silver aside. I personally would not put it any place where I could not get my hands on it. Store up some things that you think you will be needing in the future. And I'm not talking about hoarding, but you know, if you use a lot of lard when you're cooking, maybe get an extra big bucket of it. So I think that what we need to do is we need to go back in our memories, cast our minds back into the past when our grandmothers and great-grandmothers would store up food for hard times for the winter and take on those practices. And because the more independent you can be from the government, the better off you're going to be. So get ready for some tough times, but we'll make it through. We're Americans, and we'll survive.
Robin, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. Okay, folks, here's the website. Link, LYNC-SYNC.com. Robin McCutcheon's website, LinkSync.com, a wealth of freedom-based information. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, Link, your main freedom bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor.